My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
But before we get to that, Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, is in. Give us the updated schedule, because I botched it earlier in the show. I think it was a technicality, but what is going on this week for the Browns as they begin training camp?
It's not a technicality. You said they're reporting to the Greenbrier, which they're not doing. They will report to Berea.
What will they do in Berea?
They'll take physical. They'll do all the intake stuff, so physicals and that type of stuff. And then they'll hop on a plane, and their first practice will be Thursday afternoon at the Greenbrier. They get to fly to West Virginia.
What, you're not flying?
No, I will be making the six-hour drive. I'm looking forward
okay.
to it.
Okay, the rolling hills?
I will have the station on my Odyssey app as I'm driving down.
Beautiful. Okay, and obviously the big story. I mean, we've got a few stories here, like how is Nick Chubb going to look?
Yeah, I'm not expecting to see much from Nick Chubb early in camp, to be perfectly honest with you. And if anyone can come back from that, look, the workout videos are incredible. All right, I'm a big fan of workout video season, and the workout videos are incredible, but I don't know what to expect from him. You know, can he cut on that knee the way he used to, right? Can he hit the second and third gear that we're used to seeing when he gets into the open field? Can he do that still? I don't know. When's he going to be available? Don't know. I anticipate he starts on PUP. That's just my best guess on that. I haven't been told anything, but I'm just as big of a Nick Chubb fan as everyone else is. But
what is the advantage to having him on that list?
Well, it's just he's not ready to go on day one. I mean, and he may not be ready to go for week one of the season either. Mm-hmm. So I just want to temper people's expectations because I think it's unfair to expect that he's going to be ready week one and he's going to be the same player. I don't know. I have no expectation that's going to be the case.
Well, earlier in the show, Mitch, were you able to get that poll up when it comes to what you might be most optimistic about? Because, Daryl, I had asked you between Deshaun Watson looking 100%, and I mean healthy, Nick Chubb looking like Nick Chubb, or Amari Cooper just showing up. You ran the poll, Mitch, and what were the results?
So currently with 573 votes, at 56.2%, the people have chosen Deshaun Watson at 100% health as their most optimistic look for the Browns' training camp.
Surprised at the numbers there?
No.
You made it sound like it was Deshaun Watson point blank.
It's got to be. This whole season is about him, fair or not. And I realize there's 53 guys on the team, but how he goes is how this team is going to go this year. This team will go as far as he is able to take them. And I realize I'm saying that coming off a season in which they had four quarterbacks get hurt, right? And Joe Flacco saved the day for them in that five-game stretch. But they absolutely need Deshaun to, number one, be available, number two, be healthy, and third, return to that level that we saw in Houston. Because if that scenario plays out, Anthony, Browns fan, gonna have a lot of fun this fall.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two,
changes
we'll be
everything.
We're gonna be watching football in the middle to late January.
Changes everything. I mean, the scale of how we're gonna talk about this team and the expectations, that would dramatically change.
Because if he struggles, whether it's with his health or with his performance, the team can still make the playoffs because the roster's
good. Last year. Yeah.
The roster's good enough, right? And, you know, one of the things that I had lamented for years and years and years with the Browns had been their inability to cultivate by any means, whether it was draft, free agency, trades, whatever. They couldn't find elite talent to save their lives for about two decades. And you look at this roster now, you've got arguably the best pass rusher in the game in Myles Garrett. You've got arguably the top, if not one of the top three cornerbacks in the NFL in Denzel Ward, right? You've got a number one wide receiver in Amari Cooper. You've got what you as a franchise and as an organization believe to be a top-tier quarterback in Deshaun Watson, right? So when you look at the – and then your offensive line obviously has been a strength the last couple of years. So when you look at team building 101 in the NFL, right, to be competitive and to be a perennial playoff contender, the Browns have checked all the boxes. Are there questions with one of those boxes? Deshaun Watson? Absolutely. But the rest of it, they've checked the boxes in team building. So they're good enough to make the playoffs if Deshaun is average or he misses a couple of games or whatever. The problem then becomes they're not going to be able to go anywhere in the playoffs. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
They're going to need Deshaun. If they want to do some damage in January, they're going to need him to be the player they traded six draft picks and get $230 million to.
All right, Amari Cooper looks like he is not going, unless something gets done over the next few days.
Which is possible.
It is absolutely possible. And I thought all along they'll get something done, and it'll be not a long-term thing, but Amari is still going to be the number one target this year. I don't think it's going to be Judy.
Front-loaded contract.
Yeah. And it's another situation where they'll get him paid. He'll get his guarantees. I don't think it'll be a four-year deal like Calvin Ridley.
I think you could do 3 years, which including this year would be four, and you pay him money up front this year and next year, and then you give yourself the option organizationally to move on after that second year.
Well, we've been talking over the last few weeks about leverage. And to me, the only way for him to get leverage was to have a holdout and to miss training camp. And
he sent a message about his seriousness by not showing up to the mandatory minicamp in June, which, by the way, organization handled very professionally.
I agree.
Contrary to what we have seen in years past, pre the Stefanski-Berry regime.
I want
to emphasize that. Pre Stefanski-Berry, we would have all kinds of drama right now, right? We would be hearing all kinds of things coming from different directions about the situation, but we don't have that, you know?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Stefanski was very matter of fact. Hey, you know, these things pop up. This is part of the business of football. Cooper's teammates, hey, we support Amari. He's an important part of the team. We know that, you know, he's going to come when he does come back. He's going to be a key piece to the puzzle. Very professional handling of this situation. I think Cooper's doing what's best for him in the holdout. He has to do this. Is this what he's about personally and professionally? No. But this is the business side. This is something you have to do on the business side from his perspective. He has to hold out.
So it's been nice between the two sides. But obviously, for this to get turned up a notch and for the player to have any kind of leverage, you know, his absence has to be felt.
Right.
And so I guess that's my next question. Do the Browns care? Or what level of care is there from the Browns the more and more time he misses?
Oh, I think they care. Absolutely. And I do believe they want to get something done with him.
Well, I've seen some people say the Browns could call his bluff, could just, you know, fine him every day, allow him to hold out.
Right.
And then in the end,
make him show up and play. But then here's what you create, though. You create animosity, right? And that's not how Andrew Berry does business. I'll take you back to the Odell Beckham Jr. situation, right? That was the ultimate. If Andrew Berry was well within his rights after that whole fiasco, right, with the video and whatnot, Berry was well within his rights. Like, dude, you're under contract. The heck with you. You're stuck, right? That's not how Berry handled it. What'd he do? We'll buy you out.
Right.
You can be a free agent and go where you want. Those type of moves, and I said it at the time, and there's a reason I bring that back up. Berry has accumulated some very positive, I don't know if goodwill's the, but he has accumulated such positive cachet in his dealings with players and agents in recent years, in the way he handles these type of sticky situations. And that's why, you know, I realize it's a story. It's something to talk about. It's why I'm expressing very little concern over the situation. Because I've seen the way Andrew Berry operates. And yeah, Cooper may hold out a couple of days. He might hold out a week, whatever, right? It's going to get taken care of. There's no doubt in my mind. Berry will find a way to get this thing taken care of with Cooper's people. And it'll all be forgotten about in a couple of weeks.
All right, while you're here, Daryl, and we got Mitch Please coming up next segment. We talk about the rookies reporting. Who are you most excited to see? I know everybody's going to say Michael Hall. I mean, do you think he's going to earn his way into that rotation and be somebody who makes an impact like early on for the Cleveland Browns?
I think he's going to have. To me, he is the player to watch here in training camp amongst the rookie class, just because I feel like his size, his skill set, what they like about his Ohio State tape, I think there's a role for him. He's not a starter yet. Let's not put the cart before the horse here. But I do feel like there's going to be a role for him defensively, assuming he's healthy and, you know, everything goes well during camp or whatever. But he's the guy that I have some expectation of seeing on the field. You know, Zach Zinter, I don't know. I don't know. I think the only way he sees playing time is in a worst case scenario, and that means that they're dealing with injuries on the offensive line. The Mississippi or the Louisville receiver rather, Thrash,
yeah.
You know, he's like the sixth receiver in my mind right now. Just off, I don't know what to expect from him. He'll make the team probably because he's a rookie, right? Or they try and get him through waivers and put him on the practice squad. I don't have a lot of expectation for him. Obviously, it's a position everyone's got their eyeballs on right now because of Amari Cooper, because Andrew Berry And I laugh all the time when people are like, well, they got to do something about receiver. I don't know. What else do you want Andrew Berry to do at receiver? Trade it for Amari Cooper. Trade it for Elijah Moore. Trade it for Jerry Jeudy. He's drafted Anthony Schwartz, who isn't here anymore. He's drafted Donovan Peoples-Jones, who isn't here anymore. He's drafted David Bell. He's now drafted Jamari Thrash. Like, I don't know. What else do you want Andrew Berry to do at the position? It's you can't sit there and tell me that Berry's not trying. And he's not addressing the position.
I think it's where he's identified wide receivers. It's the fact that there have been so many third rounders.
Yeah.
You know, you'd like to think eventually one of those would be a nice surprise.
You know,
and we'll see. Cedric Tillman seems to have like the physical traits.
You know what they need this year?
What's that?
They need Elijah Moore. They need Elijah Moore to show something this year. That's what they need. They need knock the gimmick stuff off that they did last year, which I think that they will do, because I didn't see a lot of it during the offseason program. You know, last year, all I did was talk about all this stuff they were having Elijah Moore do. They try it in the regular season. It didn't go very well. This year, back to basics with him. Need to see something from him. I think you get him going. You have Jerry Jeudy. If he does what Berry is projecting, he's going to be able to do. Throw in Cooper. Plus, let's not forget David Njoku's coming off a Pro Bowl season there. I think the Browns are going to be just fine in the passing game if Deshaun Watson's healthy.
Well, look, Elijah Moore, I think, was obviously miscast. I think they had a bad scout on him. I think they thought that he was capable of doing a whole bunch of stuff that he's really not. However, some of those advanced metrics and some of the film study backs it up that he does get open.
Yeah.
And he can run routes. He can get open. It's just a matter of, can they get the timing down in the offense, especially with this new offense?
Just don't do the handoffs in the backfield. Knock that stuff off. Knock the reverses off. Like, that type of stuff. That's what I'm talking about.
Honestly, he just didn't look as fast. He didn't look as quick and explosive.
Let him run
routes. I think maybe the Browns thought that they were getting.
Yeah.
I think that's who they thought they were getting, and that's not really him.
Let him run vertical. Let him run slants across the middle of the field. Let him do that stuff. Knock the reverses and the sweeps and all that other nonsense out. Get that out of the playbook. Yeah. Don't need to see it. You tried it last year. It bombed.
All right. We have Mitch Please Never Bombs. Well, we had some early bombings in the start of Mitch Please. I think we've gotten that corrected. So I'm looking forward to that. We have a controversy developing around a shirt. You guys got to explain this one to me, because I just assumed that was standard issued. And finally, Scott Hamilton, Mia Hamm, LeBron James. What do these things have in common? I'll tell you on the other side here on 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.